When it comes to cooking, I'm definitely no master chef. I am not Jamie Oliver. However, I was recently told that I'm pretty good at cooking barbecues. As we know, some great conversations can be had over barbecues. The smell of food cooking, maybe the smell of charcoal, maybe even a cold beer. Well, today in our reading, we're actually standing next to a barbecue. It's a barbecue on a beach. Fish has been caught, cooked, and eaten. And just as we can have good conversations over barbecues and food, and particularly after a meal is finished, well, so it is with this barbecue on a beach. Jesus and Peter are present. So we draw near to them, to their barbecue. In our first verse of our reading, verse 15, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, and then what ensued was a rather awkward conversation that Peter was actually dreading. Now, you will recall that three times Peter had denied Jesus, and now here it is three times that Jesus asked Peter, well, he repeats the same question. He says, do you love me? Do you love me, well, more than these? Do you truly love me? And Peter answers each question in the affirmative. Yes, he says. And then three times, Peter is recommissioned by Jesus. Jesus brings to Peter restoration. And he does this by saying to Peter, feed my sheep. Do you know, older biblical commentators made much of the two Greek words used in the passage for love. But actually, we don't know the Aramaic words that Jesus used. And in fact, the two Greek verbs for love used in the passage, well, they have such varied meanings and emphases. Now, what the writer of the gospel is seeking to do is highlight the fact and the point that Jesus is asking Peter a really important question. Do you love me? Do you truly love me? And notice, Jesus asked Peter, well, not about the past or what had happened in the days before, but he asks Peter about the present, the here and the now. And Jesus didn't ask Peter about, well, words or deeds of the past, but rather he asked Peter about the attitude of his heart. The writer of the gospel is making it very clear that it is the love for Jesus Christ that should take priority. And here in the conversation between Jesus and Peter, we're learning afresh that it is forgiven sinners that love much. So Peter answers Jesus and confesses and affirms his love. And then following each profession of love that Peter makes, Jesus speaks words of reconciliation, recommissioning, and restoration. Do you know, Peter's denial of Jesus, as serious, as crazy, and as dumb that it was, good news is it did not disqualify him from a relationship with Jesus. Jesus not only reinstated and restored Peter, showing him love, grace, kindness, but Jesus, he recommissioned Peter for the service of God. And as we know, old Rocky Boy, as he was sometimes known, went on to become foundational and a key person in the building of the early church and the spread of the gospel. Do you know, back in the late 3rd and early 4th centuries, Christian people faced incredibly tough times. They weren't facing a worldwide pandemic, but they were facing serious persecution. These early Christians were greatly persecuted for their faith and for their love of Jesus Christ. They were beaten, they were arrested, and they were even put to death. And many Christians fell away at that time. Well, because it was so frightening and difficult to follow and obey Jesus in that environment. Because of this, the church elders, the church fathers, the leaders, and the pastors at that time, they had to deal with two major issues or questions. Firstly, is it possible for backsliders to be restored, especially for those who have denied Christ? Can they be forgiven and given another chance? Secondly, what should be done? What should be done with these lapsed believers, with those who have, just given up on following Jesus? Well, in answer to this dilemma, the early church oscillated between two extremes. On one hand, never disciplining anyone. And then on the other hand, they showed extreme severity, refusing restoration, even to those who were truly, truly sorry. Well, this morning's gospel reading puts things right. It is such good news because it shows us how Jesus treated Peter, even after Peter had denied him. Do you know, this is a wonderful object lesson in grace and love and forgiveness and recommissioning and in restoration. Wherever you're at with your walk with Christ, whether you, feel very close to him, or whether you feel lukewarm, or maybe even you feel as though you've denied Jesus, well, wherever you're at, be assured that Jesus extends an invitation to us all. It sort of extends an invitation to come and have a barbecue on a beach. Come and have some food, some fellowship, some fun. Come and be restored. Be recommissioned. Come to me, Jesus said, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you restoration. Please join me now as we pray together. Let us pray. I invite you just to be still for a moment, maybe just bow your head, close your eyes. Just ask, invite the Holy Spirit to come now. Holy Spirit, please come. Send your love. Holy Spirit, come and draw close to us. Bring your grace. Bring your love. Let's just wait on the Holy Spirit just for a moment. Come, Holy Spirit. More, Lord, more of your power, more of your love. I'm going to pray a simple prayer of confession. Please feel free to echo it in your own heart. Lord, I have sinned against you in word and thought and deed. Through negligence, through weakness, through my own deliberate fault, Lord, I am truly sorry. Forgive all that is past and restore me to you. We confess our sins. God is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so I pray the peace of Christ be upon you. The forgiveness and grace of God rest in your heart. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Christ our Lord. Amen.